A 47-year-old man suspected of being high on meth when he stole a police car and led authorities on a bit of a chase.
This is a True Crime Today Daily Brief.
An officer with the Poteet Police Department had his automobile rear-ended on Sunday, September 4th at around 6 p.m. According to a press release from the Atascoa County Sheriff's Office, officer chased down the suspect who had a run into him. Then the suspect allegedly slammed the police car from the front again. The Sheriff's Department said that the police cruiser had broken down and that bystanders had assisted the officer in getting out of the vehicle. Police reportedly gave chase to the man, later identified as Ronaldo Ruiz, and caught him after a short foot chase. The Sheriff's Office claims that after being handcuffed and placed in the back seat of the Poteet Police Department vehicle, Ruiz escaped. The second attempt to detain Ruiz failed after he apparently jumped into a police car and sped off in the direction of a fire engine and its occupants. According to reports, a trooper fired three rounds into Ruiz's stolen police cruiser out of fear that he was about to hit a fire truck. Before continuing down Main Street in Pleasanton, Ruiz allegedly changed lanes and narrowly avoided colliding with a passing motorist. Due to the suspect's attempt to endanger other officers and the public, a deputy sheriff opened fire on him as he drove north on Main Street. The sheriff's office reports, according to reports, Ruiz eventually crashed into another police vehicle and was subsequently tased. Sheriff's officials said that after Ruiz was taken to the hospital, he was arrested on two charges of aggravated assault on a peace officer with a deadly weapon, one count of felony escape. According to the sheriff's office, Ruiz indicated in an interview that he intended to strike as many people and police cars and cops as he could. The long methamphetamine binge that Ruiz admitted to is another admission of guilt.
True Crime Today. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our full episodes, breaking news updates, and daily briefs from True Crime Today.